¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As it looks like, we've done it again. We've struck a nerve. You can blame me. I don't care. I just want people to show up. I want butts in the seats early, and I want them to have a true home court advantage as they take on the Warriors in the biggest series of the year for this team. Okay. I don't need excuses. I don't need traffic, parking garages, prices of tickets, concession stand lines. We've already been there, done that, and it's just going to piss us off because we've already covered that part of it. Just show and go. That's all I'm saying. So we've got a full board, Barry. Let's start rolling through these. Right off the top, we'll take, who did I say was holding the longest, Nick? JT. JT, what's up?
Yes, I would like to speak about the reason why people don't go to the Rockets games in the playoffs. You got to look at it, man. Half the people in the city don't root for the Rockets. And you have their Golden State fans, Boston fans, Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron fans, and they don't root for the Rockets. The fact that people, the Rockets have broken the hearts of Houston fans a lot, and it's even the Texans too, man, and people are tired of it. They don't want to root for it. And to be honest, they don't want to have to go through that agony and pain, and they're not real fans. But, you know, they're going to go with who's winning. And if the Rockets not winning, they're not going to ride with them. So I think it's a combination of that. And also, half the people that's going to buy these games, they're going to be from Houston, and they're going to be rooting for Golden State. So it's just too much. And this is the chance for the Rockets to show and gain more fans by proving those people who doubted them and left them in the cold to prove them wrong. So tell me how y'all feel about this.
Appreciate it, JT. Barry, you go ahead, because I got plenty, but...
Yeah, I think JT's right. Basically, if I sum up JT's call, it's a city half full of fair weather bandwagon fans. If you're telling me that there's Golden State Warrior fans and Cleveland fans and this, that, and the other, yeah, it's because it's a city full of front runners. And this dude, KBJ, on Twitter said, Barry, stop bitching about how full the arena is. You sound like a whiny bitch. We know the city is fair weather and transient, and I want to see the game with my friends on my overpriced TV with 30-plus HD angles. Great, then don't buy a ticket and not go. That's the point. I don't care if you watch it at home, KBJ. I don't care where you watch the game. I don't care if you do watch it. The point of the conversation is, it looks bad and is a reflection of the city and our sports fans.
Yes.
When people buy tickets and don't show up. I don't care. Otherwise, I don't care what you do, KBJ.
We're talking to the people that hold the tickets, that have the seats, right? And here's the only thing I'd add to that, Barry. What else do the Rockets have to do to show that they're winning? Because he said, you know, they haven't won anything and they're not winning. And so that scares or that discourages them as well, aside from past playoff failures. I get that part of it. But this year, this is what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about right here and now. This year, this team, best record in the West, best record in the NBA, home court throughout, proven everything to everybody, franchise record for wins in a regular season. They can't do any more to prove to you they are winners and they are ready for this. And they're taking on the Beast, who everybody knows is the team, whether you hate it or love it, how they were constructed or when KD jumped over there too. But this is who you've been shooting for, and you got them. So get there. That's all we're saying.
I actually agree with almost everything JT says. And the only part I want to address is the agony part. And I don't necessarily disagree, or I don't think JT is making excuses for him, but agony and pain, like, would you rather be the Mavs right now? Like, would you rather be some of the worst teams in the NBA? Or would you
try to be in the Brooklyn Nets?
Try being the Nets. The San Antonio Spurs has always been a good team. They're a dynasty. They got bounced in the first round. Like, do you want to be that team? You're about to go to the Western Conference Finals. Agony and pain. I just, that shouldn't discourage you if you're a Houston Rockets fan. I'm not saying JT is making excuses. I don't disagree with him at all. But the agony and pain part, like, that shouldn't discourage you from attending. You know, that's just my personal opinion. But we can knock out some more of these calls if you want.
Yeah, sure. Let's you want to get them now? We'll get at least one more in now. Yeah. So let's go to Terry. Terry, what's up?
Man, hey, Joel. I just I wanted to personally thank you for what you said about the fans of the Houston Rockets. I've been watching the playoffs, the entire semifinals, and, man, every city, these fans are on their feet in the first quarter. And you were just talking about San Antonio. You know, San Antonio fans are there in the first quarter on their feet. And it's just this one city, where the fans are hardly there. There's about a quarter of the bowl in there. And I wanted to ask you, I'm like, what's going on? We have a winning team. Why are people not getting behind these guys?
Appreciate it.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing
on
the city.
It is, Terry, and I appreciate the call. Look, guys, I'm going to ask you this because we hear about it all the time. It's a football state. It's a football town. The Texans, they don't have this problem. The Texans, whether it's tailgating, which I don't think is the solution or the answer, but is it just that they're just not basketball fans?
Are you asking me? Or
I'm asking both of you guys.
I don't know. I mean, the football town excuse to me is not something I necessarily buy. I know I've asked you this before, Joel. What was the compact center like when the back-to-back
happened? Mean, they didn't have that problem in the regular season or the playoffs. That's what really discourages me, which is why I've been on this kick so much, is because once they knew they had a winner, especially when they knew the second year when they, you know, they were going for the back-to-back, it wasn't coming from the sixth seed like they were the first year, but it was still, it wasn't like, well, this.
Okay, so a couple things, right? So you said, you know, what is it, why is it? Look, it's not like, and I don't know, I feel like this could probably squash the whole thing in general, because I guess it's Aiken on Twitter said the excuse of overpriced tickets will never go away. They're way too expensive. So you take that. You say that it's a football city, not a basketball city. Well, you know what? I think all of that isn't true. I think it's a lazy city because guess what? By the end of the game, it's full. It's not that people aren't buying the tickets.
Good point.
It's that they're not showing up for the first quarter. It's not that it's too expensive because everything's getting sold. So it's not that. I mean, the top of the bowl is full because that's where the working class person can afford to, and that's the diehard fans. It's not, this has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that people are late to the game. It's not that it's not a basketball city. It's not that they don't support the team, because it's not that it's not a sellout. People are just not getting there. So I think that's the root of what you have to look at. Is it a traffic issue? Do we need more public transportation? Or do just people not care? Or is it just difficult to get there at 7? I don't know. Maybe move the game to 8 and see if that changes.
No, they tried 8:30 starts, 7 o'clock starts. But, you know, you make a good point. And you know what? And the biggest thing is, to JT's point, let's see what happens. Because this could be a really big – if we go Monday night for game 1 and there are people in yellow – and there are people in blue.
I'm tweeting it out. I don't care.
And I want to see it. Because if that's the case, then a lot will be said and dictated by if that bowl it very easily can tell that there's a lot of fans for the other team and for whatever reason aren't putting their shirts on. We'll see how fair weather they are and how transplanted they are. So we'll continue to roll on. It is the usual suspects. Colt, hang in there. We see you. Manny Fresh is loading up. We've got other calls coming in, so that's good news. We'll get you guys in, as well as checking Twitter, text, and otherwise. Give us a call, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter. Back with more. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And
and on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We got a full board. All right, so I'm going to lay down the parameters. We're going to roll through these calls. And Colt, hang in there because you actually want to talk about the series, and we will get to that as well. But we want to clear some of these calls out because a lot of you have been holding a long time. So we're going to go one to the other to the other, and we won't respond until we get cleared out with some of these calls. Then we'll all have our chance to chime in. So with that being said, Lawrence, you dropped, you got back. We want you in. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? There's two things I want to speak about. So me and my wife, we had the seat fillers for the Minnesota game a while ago. And the people say that it'd be sold out, but I've been to like 2-3 games where I was a seat filler, and nobody never came playing their seats. They never showed up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, how you get seats like this and not show up for the game? You know what I'm saying? And the second thing about the guy he called and said, they got people out here who get the fans. I have a friend. Man, all I know, he's a Laker fan. Soon they start winning, he a Golden State fan. I say, man, you can't even name one player before they won a championship that they – you can't name the starting five lineup ever before then.
Hey, Lawrence, before you hang up, but just to clarify, you're a seat filler, but that was – you just meant you're just moving around, taking seats. You're not
– right.
Oh, got it. Got
stealer.
It.
Stealer.
Right.
Oh.
So like this is how it goes when you get this little band, and when you get the band, if somebody come, you just get up and you find a better seat. Man, it had, like, seats – like, even if I would have got up, it had seats almost on the floor. You know, I'm like, man, how they passing up seats? Like you pass for seats, yeah. and then – It looked full, but it really don't be full. Don't be full, and I hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Lawrence. Good call. All right, next, Nick. Go to who we got? Manny Fresh? Manny Fresh, what's up?
Yo, guys, listen, there's a complete misunderstanding of what goes on at NRG Stadium. People say, well, the Texans sell out. They fill every seat. Let me tell you something. Texans fans are few and far between. The individuals who go to Texans games are there for the tailgate. Why do I say that? Because they're never on time in their seat because they're having too good a time in the tailgate. And then no matter what the score is, these people will get up at the end of the third quarter because that's when they cut beer sales, and they'll go out to the tailgate and watch the fourth quarter from the tailgate. Because it is not about the Texans game. People go to tailgate, and there just so happens to be a Texans game going on that they're going to go check out for a quarter or two. I know that for a fact because I've been loyally going to Texans games since 2002, and this is what I've seen, this is what I've heard. And it's so people don't go to Texans games primarily for the Texans. They go to those games to tailgate and get their party on a Sunday or a Monday night or a Thursday night. And as far as the Rockets goes, my parents are the luckiest people in the world because they know five business owners that have four season tickets apiece. And my parents go to more games with those four or five individuals owning those tickets because they're not even basketball fans. They buy the tickets for customers, clients, you know, giveaways, things like that. They're not even – they could – I guarantee you three of those business owners couldn't tell you a name other than James Harden on the Rockets roster, and that's the majority of that lower bowl in Toyota Center. That's why you're having the problem of people not showing up, of the crowds being as dead as they are, because fans are not given the opportunity to buy tickets, whether it be price, whether it be convenience, whether it be on a school night, whatever it is, there are so many reasons why the Rockets are having attendance problems, and the main reason is lower your damn prices. Lower your damn prices to where normal average Joes like myself or the next guy can afford to go to Rockets games. I mean, this whole deal with Tillman Fertitta locking you in for 3 years on the season ticket, at first I was like, man, this is a great deal. But then you look at the prices and you're like, no,
yeah, you can only do that on club seats, and that's they're the most expensive seats next to the floor, so you can't do that. But, Manny, we appreciate the call, man. We're going to roll through some more of these. I guess his main takeaway was that this isn't just basketball. This is an overall. Let's go to Damon. Damon's been waiting. Damon, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Two quick takes. I'm not a Houston sports fan, but I've been observing Houston sports fans. And as a whole, I just think that they're fair-weather fans. We can look at the Astros. The Astros didn't have a fan base until they won the championship. Not everybody's Astros. The Texans kind of speak for itself. The Rockets, I think that the fan base everybody's waiting for the letdown. I think that they expect the letdown that the Rockets and James Harden normally brings, and they're waiting for the letdown. I think that's why they're not 100% behind the team. I think it's like false courage. They've been doing well. Everybody's happy. But they know what's ahead of them, and I don't think they feel confident in waiting for the letdown. My second take, I just wanted to comment on the upcoming series. I think Rockets and I think Warriors in five. If you watch the last series, I think the Rockets play a lot of ISO ball, and Chris Paul was lucky to make a lot of those shots he was making, and that ISO ball won't work against Golden State. Golden State has a set offense that their three-point shots come out of. I think it's just going to be hard to jack up shots out of a whole lot of isolation. And if James Harden is not hitting, I don't think that the Rockets can keep up with a team-style-oriented Warriors team.
Appreciate it, Damon. Good call. Lance, get in here real quick because we're going to keep rolling through. What's up?
Yeah, real quick, I just wanted to make the comment that the game experience at Toyota Center is so phenomenal if you do have those lower bowl seats that a lot of people just spend the time getting their drink on, getting off of a hard day's at work, and they don't want to go into their seats until halftime. They just want to sit there and post up with their buddies, watch the game on the flat screens, and just get as many drinks and pound as many as possible before they even go down to their seats. I think that's one of the reasons why you don't see the people at the beginning and they kind of fill in as the game progresses. And then second of all, if you look at the other arenas in the league, that's the selling point for Toyota Center and the Rockets organization, because like, you go to New Orleans and Oklahoma City, those arenas suck. They're terrible. So the people that do go, they get off work. They don't drive back to the suburbs. They probably live in Kingwood, Sugar Land, Missouri City, whatever, Katy. They don't take the time to drive back. They just want to stick around downtown. They go to Discovery Green. They grab drinks. They grab food. They get to the game. They want to do the same thing, or they're working late. And they show up late, just grab drinks first, and they just go to their seats at halftime. So, hey, if they buy the tickets, as long as they're not giving them to Warriors fans or Celtics or Cavs fans in the next few weeks or so, good for them. You bought the tickets. You represent the organization. What you want to do when you get there, that's free for you. Me, by the way, I show up to my section 424 yelling 713 and screw the Warriors. Rockets in six. That's all I got to say.
Appreciate it, Lance. Good call. All right, love last it. One.
Hey, Barry, you know what? Real quick, I just wanted to make a point because what he said has been an issue since the Toyota Center was built, because I remember that being discussed. Oh, yeah. And how the fact that they have that lounge that people hang out
in. Lexus Lounge,
may be onto
the club
something.
Levels. Oh, no, Barry, look, we've talked about
he may
about
be
this.
Onto something. That the people might be there. They're just hanging out, chilling, maxing, relaxing, all cooling out. Oh, well, I just turned this into a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song. But
they're not there, dude, because you just heard from Seat Miller saying, but I will say this. One of the biggest one of the biggest issues that the organization has fought forever since the building opened was there's too many cool amenities between the 4-star restaurant, the two club levels, the two lounges between Lexus Lounge and whatever they're calling the other one by the Rockets Tunnel. And then so that people are there and they're having a good time before the game starts, during the game starts. Yeah. Then they come in for the first half. When they go for halftime, third quarter, remember the Rockets? We used to say this all the time on the air. When the Rockets got off to a slow start in the third quarter, part of it was people didn't get back to their seats till 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Because to his point, they're hanging out. They're enjoying themselves with everything going on. So I think that caller had a great point.
All right, there you go. And now your buddy is waiting to wrap this segment up for you. Without further ado, we give you OU Mike.
Oh, we're going to OU Mike. All right, hold on. Cool. What's up, OU Mike?
Yeah, I think it's a corporate thing, and people are hanging out in the bars, closing deals, whatever, and they bring their kids. And a lot of times the kids aren't even interested. They just go along. The diehard fans are piling 15 people up in the house and watching the game at home. I wanted to close with, I think Barry's kind of down because there was a time he had to hang out somewhere in San Antonio. He could throw on a ball cap and get in at the Sparks game as a one of the wives. And I was wondering, are those small pink breasts coming out of the side of Joe's ears or what? Happy birthday, Nick.
OU Mike, meet Jerry. Jerry, meet OU Mike. Today, they are the same.
You're a wife and a wife in San Antonio, Barry. What was that? I didn't
get that at all. All right. Did Joel write that for him? I had no idea what the hell that meant.
Oh God! Boy, let's go to break. And
that's a good Colt though, man. Because Colt's been waiting a long time, man.
All right, you got time. Okay, we got time. It. Colt, let's go.
Screw this break.
All right, guys, you there?
Yep, go.
Yeah.
All right, man, I completely agree with everyone talking about the series, and one of y'all asked what can be done Well, you were kind of answering the question. Nothing can be done on the corporate side, but bringing attention to it is the best thing that can happen. Kind of let's make Houston proud of it. But let's get to the series, if you wouldn't mind. My question is the biggest matchup issue. Is it the Rockets matching up with KD, or is it the Warriors matching up with Capella? I'll let you have at it.
I got plenty of thoughts on that. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well, let's go to break, and we'll come back, and we can discuss that. And I think we'll discuss that probably ad nauseum today and tomorrow.
And maybe the whole series.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, appreciate the call, man.
All right, hey, and people, thank you. We appreciate your passion. We appreciate you calling in, participating in the show. Yep. Please do that whenever you feel like it, because we love it. You get to kind of dictate which way we go. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Been telling you about them for a long time. If you need furniture in the Houston area, there's no other place to go than Gallery Furniture. They've made it convenient for you. There's three locations across the city now. You can go to Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. You can go to the Galleria area across from Dillard's on Post Oak. And you can go to the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which three locations you choose, you will get the same customer service, the same great deals, all solid wood, American-made furniture from brands like Stickley, leather and upholstered furniture. Mattress Mack's going to make sure his staff treats you the right way, ask you questions. What is your decor in your house? What are you looking for specifically? What's your price range? Then they're going to walk you around the showroom and show you what they have. Everything you see is everything that you can get. When you buy your furniture today, within 3 to 4 hours, you get it that same night. It's just the way they do business. There's no back order slips. There's no way you're going to be waiting weeks, if not months, for your furniture once you pay the furniture company that you've been dealing with in the past. You go to Gallery, you get it the same day. There is no exceptions. Mac makes sure that's part of the process. If you need a payment plan, they have the financing available right there on site. They'll work with you on that as well. And the main thing is they're going to make sure you get quality furniture that will last a lifetime and at really good deals. And at the same time, they're going to listen to you along the way. You guys loved that Astros promotion last year. It's back again this year. Buy $3,000 or more bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedics. Astros win it all at the end of the year. You get it all for free. That's a great deal. And as always, Mattress Mack will tell you, and he believes it. He stands by it, and he's going to swear by it when he makes sure that he hooks you up with the right people. That is, Gallery really will save you money.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
God, I love when I can't hear Barry except for through your headphones. It's so fun to get those comments as we come back from break. We're ready for the second half of the show. So, hey, don't make yourself a stranger now. You guys have been participating well. That includes calls, which we had a full board last segment. We also get tweets, and of course, we also get texts. Barry, you want to catch us up on some of those?
Yeah, for sure. I want to get everybody. We want everybody to have their say. Everybody, mm-hmm. right? Including our texters and tweeters, and even you guys that are chiming in on the live stream. So, somebody said, I bought the ticket. I decide when I go to the game. My money, my choice. You don't like it? Piss off. Oh.
Very true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've heard that a couple times, but whatever.
It also sucks that the number one seed can't get a damn weekend home game. All Friday and Saturdays have gone to their opponents. Is that true?
Not necessarily true. And again, they are at the mercy of the networks. But that's what surprises me the most. Wouldn't you guys think that the networks would want a Sunday start simply because they capitalized on that weekend crowd, even if they wanted to do it at night? Because I see now that Cleveland-Boston's going to start, and obviously LeBron is the big draw. But everybody and their mother wants to see this matchup and this series. Wouldn't you? I'm shocked it didn't start Sunday night.
Me too. I would have thought that this thing would have, you know, been the premier. But you think about this, Boston and Houston are probably the two biggest cities, right? But from a market standpoint, I guess Golden State is Oakland and San Francisco, so maybe combine those markets. And Boston is probably the biggest market, so maybe that's why if anybody's going to get top billing, they're just going to do it by market. I don't know.
I think LeBron is the main reason why. I really do.
Yeah, well, there's that too. Why don't the Rockets look to see what seats haven't been sat in during the playoffs and give those tickets away to schools and fill the seats with Houston children and build their fan base back up? It's not a bad idea. It would never happen, but it's not, I mean.
Regular season, they do a great job of doing that.
Yeah.
But playoffs, they can't.
Playoffs?
Yeah, playoffs. They can't do that. And for a lot, look, I was surprised. They wanted to experiment with seat fillers. I've been in meetings where they've tried to, again, they were trying to
hire some extras like a movie.
Yeah, and they wanted to, because they got it from the All-Star game. I said that where they let people, they hire people as extra, I mean, as seat fillers, and they wear a bracelet, like the caller said, JT said, and then they sit there, and then when the people finally show up, you see that they have a bracelet, so you're not supposed to unload on them and just say, those are my seats. But they went against that for a while. And then they tried to bribe the season ticket holders and said, hey, they keep track of who, you know, how many times you use your tickets in a year. And if you get perfect attendance, you're up for prizes. But the one thing that I kept saying in these meetings is, look, bottom line is, you can't give them a bobblehead at the end of the year and entice them. These people make a lot of money, and their companies do too. You need to give them like a private plane and a trip to an island.
Or a discount on next year's.
Or something. Right. Instead, they're jacking the prices up, because I've heard from a lot of season ticket holders today again who said, when they double and triple the price of my tickets, it pisses me off to the point where I don't care who they're playing and when. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. A couple more before we move on. Somebody said they should just lie to the fans and tell them the game starts 30 minutes earlier.
They've tried that too. Now, if you remember that, they used to say at 7:30 games, they'd say, they'd have the commercials and everything say, hey, coverage begins at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So they try and change the lingo a little to try and get, and that didn't work.
So I knocked out the text, a couple of tweets. El Jefe said, I feel like this traffic work excuse is played out, because if you're buying tickets, you know the start time, and your day should be planned accordingly. When I buy a ticket, Google creates an event, and the event tells me when to leave my house. Somebody else said, Adel Fisher on Twitter said, we don't go, it's because we know Adam Clanton is there.
Karma's a bitch, people.
That's so funny. And then on the stream, John Parker said, most Houston, quote, sports fans only show up if it's convenient. I've always said Houston is a bandwagon town, and we'll be, look at Boston and Chicago. Teams suck sometimes, but the games are still sold out. So, got everybody covered. Now I think we can safely move on.
Are we going to save our breakdown of the series when we get closer to it?
I think we should, because, and I know that guy called and wanted to talk about who's going to cover Durant, but, dude, I feel like we have plenty of time to cover that. I mean, we can, it just...
Like, we could bring an outline out that could completely take up the entire 3 hours, from who's tougher to guard, are they going to use their Hamptons lineup, are the Rockets going to combat it, you know, the rotations, the bench, we'll get to it.
Right. Somebody said, Barry, while you're in San Antonio, go get you a 3-pound cinnamon roll from Lulu's. I did that last time.
Yeah, you talked about it.
Yeah, that is insane. Harvey wasn't a hurricane. It was just Nick doing a cannonball in Galveston. there's a Nick fat
now,
joke.
Now, that was funny.
I like that.
Nick I think didn't that was hear from that Magic. Because he
didn't?
Was talking to Trey. But that
Damn
was
it,
really
Nick.
Good, Nick.
Well, Trey, he brought me a cake, man, for my birthday.
Very nice.
Oh, look at that. And Trey, you're a real MVP, bud. Good job.
Coming through. So I did totally miss what you guys were saying, because Trey.
Yeah, well, before you eat that cake, you may want to hear it.
Yep.
Somebody said, Harvey wasn't a hurricane. That was just Nick doing a cannonball in Galveston. So enjoy your cake, fatty.
Damn, I'm actually being called fat now. This is
crazy.
Here's
the thing that's ridiculous about that, because I always get on Barry for talking about... Barry isn't even close to being overweight, even a skosh. And then for people to jump on that bandwagon with you, both of them are completely ridiculous.
But now I see why people... It messes with people's mind, and they get kind of insecure.
Right.
I don't really feel insecure at all, but I can see why it messes with people's mind. No, I'm not. I'm not.
No, you
you're
totally
not, I'm not going to let you do that, Barry.
Hey, Nick, are people late getting to their seats for Rockets games because the staff is having trouble getting your big ass through the door? Happy birthday.
Is that a text or a tweet?
Yeah, that was a text. Jeez. Oh, God. We asked them to roast you. So
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be, you know, rich enough to get one of those to access to the Lexus Lounge, because I'd be eating everything. Does it come with free food?
No, Lexus Lounge does not. None of the lounges do. I mean, you still have to pay for all the food and stuff. The only way you get the free food is if you're in a suite, or like in the Lexus Lounge, within the lounge itself are the real high-dollar bunker suites under the stands, which are more like a living room with a lot more amenities. But, yeah, other than that, you still got to pay for the food wherever, whatever.
Somebody said Houstonian living in Vancouver, listening on the app, never miss a show. Well, thank you.
That's awesome.
Houstonian in Vancouver. Appreciate All right, last text, and I my guess is no, but I'll let you guys answer. They said, what did y'all think of this This Is America's what did y'all think of This Is America video by Childish Gambino? Have you guys even seen that?
I have not. Nick is busy again.
Yeah.
So he cannot respond.
I liked it. I really did. I thought it was a really good video. I think Childish Gambino is about to change the way people do things, too. It was one of those videos where I think if you just listen to the song doesn't make sense. It's the actual video. And it had like 46 million views after like 3 or 4 days. This thing just blew up globally. It was weird that it was the last place it trended was in America, even though it's called This Is America. But I think he's the genius that is Childish Gambino may have just changed the game, because now people, you know, release songs and then make a video. I feel like this dude made a video with a song and kind of flipped it on its head. So
interesting.
Yeah, it was really good. If you have a chance, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's both shocking and entertaining at the same time.
Yeah, Nick said he didn't see it either, because he
it's really good, Nick. You should check it out. Do you like Childish Gambino?
I don't really like him or hate him, honestly. It or hate it, honestly.
You should check it out, though. It's a really good video. And the song's actually not bad. And put it this way, I showed my wife, and I thought, okay, she's not going to like this. She actually thought it was really good, too. Really well done.
Okay, there you go. Good information there. Check that out if you get a chance. Patrick, we see you calling with a incredibly important topic that we're going to get to. That would be roasting Nick. It is Nick's birthday. If you haven't wished him a happy birthday, please do so. Show that you are suspects and you are loyal as we continue to roll on. Barry in San Antonio, Nick and I here in Houston. We're going to continue to be back with more and talk about lots of other stuff. So don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, Usual Suspects, on a Thursday, right here on ESPN 97.5. Barry in San Antonio, Nick and I here in Houston. Nicholas celebrating a birthday. We appreciate you guys participating. Lots of nice notes before the show, and then it went a little south. But with that being said, Patrick is waiting patiently as he wants to get in on this roast of Nick. Patrick, what's up?
What's up, man? I just want to say happy birthday to Nick. I actually, for a birthday present, want to hook him up with my black friend. He was telling me the other day he really likes fat white chicks that don't know when to shut the hell up.
Barry's
laughing.
Lost.
I don't get it.
I love it because, one, Nick's not white.
I thought he was referring to the Mr. T video. What is he talking about?
I think he just called you a fat white chick.
He's going
to hook you up with his black friend, who wants to hook up with a fat white chick that won't shut the hell up. I think basically he just said you're a fat white chick and you won't shut the hell up.
But your boobs are spectacular.
I disagree with the fat white chick part. The shut the hell up, I'm on board.
That's shocking.
We appreciate the call, Patrick. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
So they just keep coming in. I want to move on, but you got a nice text. I guess I'll read it. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, "Happy birthday, Nick! Easily the best producer at the station." And then
that wasn't from Tyler.
No.
Oh.
What's a tougher matchup: Cavs versus Boston, Houston versus Warriors, or Belt versus Nick's waistline?
Damn.
Happy birthday, Nick! That was a great text. God. That was
give
beautiful.
An inch and they take a mile to make a belt. Wow.
Ah, good stuff. Turning 35 has to be close to menopause age, right, Nick? Somebody wants to know if you're about to go to menopause.
I hate you. Thank you for the.
Are you having hot flashes? Are you having hot flashes, Nick?
Not yet. Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite.
Damn.
Good stuff.
Sorry.
Good stuff indeed.
There's a lot coming in, though. That's good. So, news of the day. Crazy, Barry. I don't know if you saw this one, but to me, I've got an opinion on this. I'm interested to hear yours. But Matt Patricia, the former defensive coordinator of the Patriots, now the head coach of the Lions, story breaks that says in 1996, when he was a college student, that there was a sexual assault charge against him, and they bring it up now. They're questioning the Lions, wanting to see if the Lions have come out in support of him. He's come out adamantly and said, the truth is on my side. I lived with the mental torture of the situation where facts can be completely ignored. But the bottom line is, this comes up now, 22 years later, and is trying to kibosh this guy. And I just feel it's very unfortunate.
Well, what I don't know the details around. So I saw a headline and I was like, oh, well, this is probably just some news guy digging up dirt. Just to, you know, get a click or something.
He was on spring break with a buddy.
What was the outcome of the case?
Like, but the outcome of the case was that there were no charges ever brought against him. There was at one point, they said that there was an indictment. At one point, it never went to trial. The case was dismissed.
The woman who made the accusation
was unable to testify, could not give a date certain when she would be available, and then they said eventually she withdrew her charges.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing, because I think my opinion might be changed if there were, oh, well, you know, charges were dropped because of a technicality. To me, that's like, okay, well, that's kind of a horse bleep, because if he got off on a technicality, he still did it. It's just that technically they can't try him. In this case, it sounds like they didn't have evidence. They didn't even go to trial. And then she decided that she, you know, changed her mind and didn't want to prosecute or press charges or whatever. So I think I view that a little bit differently. I mean, I don't know the details of it, but it's just a shame that if this was all decided and he went through the courts system and he did what he was supposed to do.
I give him credit because he had a press conference. He
didn't run from it.
He basically said, I was honest about the 1996 sexual assault charge against me. I always have been. And then adamantly said, I was accused of something I did not do. I went through the process. The case was dismissed.
And I'll never be the guy that just dismisses or ignores a woman when she says, hey, I've been sexually assaulted or I've been raped or whatever. But I think you also have to, as a society, I know that we look at, you know, we're getting better about believing that. I mean, the Me Too movement has really taken off because people are taking this serious now. But we also can't act like that there's never been a woman in the history of the world that has accused a man of that and it not be true. So that's why I think you have to evaluate the facts of the case, evaluate what happened, and draw your own conclusion. But it's not out of the realm that he's telling the truth. That, look, I didn't do this. And
it's just unfortunate too, that you have to also start speculating when the charges are brought up like this, that somebody's just trying to ruin a guy and because he now he got a head coaching job.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate.
I bet you it was Bill Belichick. All right.
You know what I thought about the fact that if the Lions fired him because of this, that Bill would be like,
hey, we got a spot for you. Come on back.
I'm mad, it's Bill. I'm going to need to talk to you tomorrow, but it's going to be at a low price, but you're going to be back. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, bud. We'll be back. You can come back over
here. We're out of the next one, but you can come back. Don't worry.
Somebody just told me to calm down on Twitter, and here's why.
Uh-oh.
Do you know who Michael Collins is?
Mm-mm.
So he goes on Twitter. He goes by ESPN Caddy. And this morning I was watching Get Up.
Yep. Which is unfortunate for both of us. I was too.
Yeah, and they had Michael Collins on, and he's a former caddy that talks golf on ESPN.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. The guy that was wearing the caddy jumpsuit today, the bald guy with the beard.
Yes. He's the best thing on sports TV right now. He
you
is
like
fun.
That?
Oh, I love him. He's hilarious. He knows golf. He's fun. He doesn't take himself serious. He doesn't take his job serious, but he knows what he's talking about. So he's one of those guys that can have fun but still talk golf. Let's face it, golf is boring as hell. talking about golf is boring as hell. What golf needs more than anything is more guys like Michael Collins to spice up the game and have some fun with it. Because it's an
From
old
From a golf
progeny.
Perspective, he's fun. He's a Warriors fan. He's a big
but
Steph Curry
I
guy.
I loved it. And I've seen him a couple times, and I think he's one of the best things on sports TV right now. Somebody's like, calm down. No. He's named somebody
funny.
That's more
I
fun
like
to
the
watch.
Fact when he's actually, you're right, when he's talking about golf, wherever he is, and he even covered when Steph Curry played in that, what is it, what they call the Hooters Tour now, whatever they call the secondary tour. He covered all that. He had fun with it. The players seem to like him. No, he does. He's kind of like what Faraday was before Faraday blew up. You know, yep. David Faraday, adding a little bit extra, you know, fun commentary and off-the-cuff stuff instead of just straight golf talk.
Yep, I'm with you. And that's why I tweeted that out. So, no, I won't calm down, GTZ. I enjoy it. You don't have to. That's right.
And you're going
to
do what you're going to do.
That's right.
I wanted to get to this. Speaking of, we were talking about Matt Patricia, but I was talking about the Patriots family. But I saw a great story that I thought I would share with you guys. Good. And you guys are really going to like this one. We had the story the other day on where Ichiro was talking about the greatest American expression that he had ever heard, and that one had an expletive in it. Was rather funny. This story just getting out too, that he in 2017 he was in the coach's room one morning in spring training. And he looked at his cell phone for text messages. Ichiro told the coaches he had just got a message from a number he didn't recognize. The text said he had gotten Ichiro's number from Alex Rodriguez and that he wanted to come to meet him and study his stretching system. And one of the coaches said, "What's the guy's name?" And Ichiro strolled to the end of the text message and said, "Some guy named Tom Brady. Who the F is Tom Brady?"
That's awesome.
In baseball genius world, he wouldn't know Tom Brady, but everybody else would. But that's just, again, the pure genius of who Ichiro has been for this game of baseball. So,
well, you know, sometimes we get a full board of calls. I have a full board of texts roasting Nick, so we can get more of those out of the way in the 3 o'clock hour.
Go. Okay. Two in the books, one to go, 1 hour left of the big show, and it will start right there with what Barry said on Nick's birthday. It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today